Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. I'm Tim Covey, and I'm here with my sister, Umwaluna, and we are your co-hosts for today. We'll be taking over Lynette's show for her for the rest of August while she's vacationing and rejuvenating. And so we're here to be your guest host for a little while and keep you tuned into the glory that is Opening to Ecstasy. And sister, did you want to pop up and say hello?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. And today we're going to be interviewing Tabby Biddle, who is an amazing woman. She's an author, a journalist, a writing coach, and a woman empowerment expert. And she is on a mission to help women tune into their inner voice and claim their power. So we are super excited to talk to her today. She's also the author of The Goddess Diaries of the Huffington Post. And we're going to be talking about opening to your inner goddess, finding your voice today. So it should be a nice, juicy call.
Fun, fun, fun. I do so love Tabby. Hi, Tabby.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. That was a beautiful introduction. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure.
So we just wanted to start off with you telling us a little bit about yourself and your journey and how you got to be where you're at and living your dream of sharing your work and empowering other women.
Okay. You want me to jump right in?
Yeah.
Okay. So I am very much on a journey of helping women discover their inner voice and really their inner power as I continue to discover my own. So for me, really, my work in the world is so integrated and paralleled with my personal journey. So, we're always like a few steps ahead of the folks we are teaching. So my journey really, if we're talking kind of on a professional level, really started as a journalist, as a young woman very much wanting to tell the stories of other people around the world so that we could somehow understand each other better and connect on a very basic level. And so I worked at the National Geographic magazine in my early 20s, and really through that process of being at a magazine and getting exposed to these writers and photographers who really were out there and traveling the world. At the time, I was a researcher in the editorial department, so I was really more home-based. But seeing their kind of wanderlust and adventure spirit, it really woke up my own. And I went for a year traveling in Southeast Asia, really kind of taking in as much as I could about all the different cultures and through the countries I was traveling in. And through that process, got exposed pretty much big time to yoga and to Buddhism. And so that really opened me up on my spiritual path, let's just say. You know, I had little kind of pieces before that, but that at age 26 really kind of opened me wide up. But to you know, bring it more into how this got into women's empowerment, frankly, with the yogic tradition, I very much learned through a male lineage, and I never really questioned it. You know, it was like yoga was being handed down to me through this male lineage, and just as, you know, growing up in the U.S., having grown up in more so of a Christian culture, again, hadn't really questioned God as male. Eventually, I'm just like going to fast forward a lot through my journey, but I'll fast forward at kind of 10 years later. Eventually, I, through my practice of yoga and through my meditation, I started getting awakenings to the feminine, and started kind of getting this information coming through me that was very much about the goddess. And it surprised me a little, and also didn't surprise me, because I've always, you know, been a seeker, been an explorer, and as I mentioned the early on part, I very much wanted to tell people stories from around the world to connect us, and the piece that I was really missing was that feminine piece. Like, how can we really connect if we as individuals, as women and men, aren't connected to the real value of the feminine? So I'm going to pause there, because I mean, I could go on forever and ever. And you know, although I'm a writer, I'm not known for being short spoken. So I'm going to suggest that you actually, you know, put in your questions to me, so I can, you know, stay on track with your plan for the show.
No problem, Tabby. Thanks for giving us that tidbit of start there on how you got dialed into the goddess. And we do have a couple minutes before the break, but I would like to hear more about, I heard that, you know, the goddess was coming through you. And for those of our listeners who haven't had that experience before of tapping into the goddess, like, how did that start? Where was the first time where you were really getting the feeling of that?
Yeah. Well, it started out in a very basic, like, material way. And that is that one of my yoga students gave me this beautiful T-shirt with a goddess on it. And this was, like, in the early 2000s. And I didn't know who the goddess was. I knew I just loved this shirt. And every time I wore it, I felt like, oh, my God, this is me. It was, like, I felt beautiful and spiritual, like, connected to my spirit, and, like, a warrior and a graceful, beautiful goddess. And, you know, it was just a T-shirt, frankly. But something was happening, I think, in that awakening. Like, it imagery was starting to wake me up. And then a couple years later, I was traveling in Tibet, and I was convinced that the goddess on the shirt was Tibetan. I don't know why I didn't think she would be Hindu. I mean, it was a yoga student who gave me the shirt, but I was convinced that she was Tibetan. So I was going around asking the Tibetans, do you know who this is? And then they didn't. And finally someone said, you know, I think she's a Hindu goddess. I think it's actually Lakshmi. And so I ended up confirming that with an Indian, and I started to want to learn more about the goddesses. And then that kind of became the beginning journey. So that was more of a, like I say, more on the material, concrete level. And then a couple years later, after I had moved out here to Santa Monica from New York City, I had decorated my room, and one of the things that I had, the thing that I had above my bed was a piece of Tibetan artwork, a tanka, that was of the goddess Tara, who's really the mother goddess in the Tibetan tradition. And I think something was happening through that process of having her hung above my bed, because like a month or two into having her there, I woke up one morning and I had decided I was finished with school teaching, which was the job I was doing at the time, and that I really wanted to start my own clothing company that would have imagery that would help people connect to the more, let's say, peaceful parts of themselves. I wanted the peace sign and the lotus, and these are the symbols. And then it came very clear, that's part of it, but the other part is that you're going to be putting goddesses on your shirt. That's what you're, like, it was kind of a voice. I don't know how to explain it any more than that. Not really an external voice, an internal voice that said, this is what your job is. You're going to awaken women to the power of the goddess, but you're going to do it through in a mainstream way. You're going to bring it out of the yoga studio, bring her out of, the ashram and the yoga studio and through t-shirts. So as you see, that connects back to the original t-shirt that was given to me years ago.
So you came full circle from t-shirt to t-shirt production and spreading the t-shirt around.
Exactly.
Fabulous. Okay, cool. Well, we're going to cut to a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more of the glory of spreading the goddess around. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette Kenzie. Lynette McKenzie.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get a chance to call in with your questions live with Mata. If you would like this internationally acclaimed master healer to answer your questions on a personal level, call 1-800-930-2819. Speak with the founder of her very own evolutionary lightspeed healing method and receive personal guidance pertaining to any physical or emotional health concern that you might have. Just call 1-800-930-2819. That's Mondays with Mata, only on Transformation Talk Radio.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Selector!
And we're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. This is a Tim Covey. I'm here with my sister, Uma Luna. We're your co-hosts for this session. And our guest today is Tabby Biddle, who's talking to us about unleashing the goddess within. But before we get continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Tabby. Tabby, can you give us your contact information for the listeners who will want to touch base with the glory that is you?
Sure, yeah. My website is my name, so it's Tabby, T-A-B-B-Y, Biddle, B-I-D-D-L-E.com, TabbyBiddle.com. And if anyone wants to reach me directly, my email is Tabby at TabbyBiddle.com.
Yay, thanks so much for sharing. That's really great when people have the ability to dial into more of what they discover while they're hearing about you. So thanks for that.
Sure.
So you were just telling us about, you know, how you really got clear on working with the goddess in your life and how that message came to you.
Yeah, sorry. Is that your kitty?
Did you ask me?
I don't mean to. I don't mean to interrupt. This is the producer chiming in, but I love cats. I think that's great.
Oh, you can hear my poor little kitty is not used to being alone. That's, in my husband's out.
That's so beautiful. My cat Biscuit has the radio on, so he's very happy about that. So
I might actually let him in, and then he'll stop meowing. So I didn't realize he could hear. Okay, there he is. Now he's with me. So okay.
Much happier.
That's great that he's there, because I wanted to talk about him.
Good.
How he was helping you open up to another aspect of the goddess.
Yes. Oh, thank you. That's so fun that you bring him in. Well, his name is Max Frederick, and I have never been a kitty mother, an owner of a kitty, and we adopted him 2 months ago. He's a rescue kitty, and since I have gotten him, or since he's come into our lives, he has completely awakened me to several aspects of the goddess. Number one being the mother, the maternal, the nurturer. That energy is so huge. He woke it right up, and it's just been a beautiful journey for me. And secondarily, really the Aphrodite energy, the very, you know, like feline and sensual and, you know, cat naps and just relaxing and cozying and you know, moving kind of more in a sleek, slinky way. You know, you just watch a cat move and you see how, you know, beautiful their movement is, how flexible their spine is. So really just this double kind of mother energy, and then also that very like sensual pleasure energy that I really relate to Aphrodite.
I'm like, you're wanting me, making me want to get a cat, so I have a reminder to tap into that more often myself. I could use more cat naps.
Yeah, their energy is huge, and in that way, and actually another aspect I do want to mention is that feeling of like the guardian to the temple priestess, like that. My husband kind of jokes sometimes when he walks in and he sees, you know, Max Frederick really like cuddling up with me and kind of like protecting me from anyone, any intruders who might come in. So he's really, it's again, I'm very big in imagery, and so even just like sitting with him, and he meditates with me too, and he does, you know, he sits on my mat for yoga, and it just very much like takes me to a place of you know, I don't know what lifetime it was, but it wakes that kind of temple priestess aspect of myself up in a way that I hadn't experienced it before.
And that's a really interesting point, too. I mean, one, there's so many places to go with the whole temple priestess vibe. But two, for me, a lot of what's coming up and what you're saying is the many faces of the goddess. There's the mother aspect. There's the high priestess aspect. Do you have a few more flavors you'd like to share of places that you've experienced the different dynamics of the goddess?
Yeah, well, another one to tie it back into the earlier part of our conversation, I mentioned Tara, who is really kind of the great goddess in the Tibetan Buddhist culture. And she, there are many different aspects of her, but the one that I connect with most is that kind of swift saviorist, which means she is really an action woman who helps others kind of cross that bridge from unconsciousness to consciousness. So for myself, it's very much that teacher, the kind of the healer teacher archetype that that is within me and within all of us. Tara represents that for me, and also this like deep wisdom. And you know, the story of Tara is that she can hear the cries of all of humanity, and that she vowed to be reborn in female form over and over until all beings reach enlightenment. And I have to say, I kind of feel, I mean, that's not like 100% me, but that feeling, I feel such a drive for peace and humanity and for us understanding one another as human beings and the value and respect for all beings. And I feel like that Tara nature is really a huge part of my engine and purpose in this world.
That's beautiful. And I definitely can say, yeah, that energy shines through from you. I get that from you. That deep, like, it's deep compassion and, like, and a commitment. And it also has a touch of that warrior energy, but it's a lot softer.
Yeah, and she has that that aspect of, you know, she is the compassionate one. You know, just like the Dalai Lama, you know, is really a Buddha of compassion. Tara is as well in the female form. So she definitely has that, as you said, warrior, which is the aspect I'm connecting to. But for sure, that softer side as well. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing with the goddesses. There's so many. It can be hard for people to understand, and myself included, because there, you know, there's like the great goddess, which is really the all-encompassing feminine energy, and then there are all these different goddesses from, you know, cultures from around the world. But then even within the individual goddesses, say like Tara, there are all the different manifestations of her, the warrior, the compassionate, the fiery, the... I don't even know the 21 manifestations, but so it can be a little confusing when one is first learning about the goddesses, and as I said, myself included, it's been a real journey in understanding these goddesses both from within and on the outside as well, through reading, through imagery, I guess those are the two main aspects of how I would learn kind of from the outside, is through reading and through goddess imagery.
Marvelous. Yeah, I think that's a big one, too.
Okay, cool. Well, we're getting ready to go into another break, and then when we come back, we can dive more into connecting with all of these different flavors of the goddess, how to really get dialed in for yourself and connect with her on the inside and let her out so that you can shine your own goddess. You are listening to Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie, and we are getting the goddess wisdom from Tabby Biddle. So we'll be back shortly.
Come down, Selecta! Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. This is Tim Covey. I'm here with my co-host, Uma Luna. And we have Tabby Biddle here talking to us about unleashing the goddess within. And we're going to talk some more about the goddess and then get into some juicy information about getting connected to your intuition and your inner voice.
You know, I really wanted to say something about how you were talking about all the different aspects of the goddess.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were actually talking about this on another call we were doing, talking about astrology, about how one of the main qualities of feminine energy is that it's changeable and that it flows. So I love the way you're describing how there's all these different facets and different faces and aspects of the goddess, and there's layers to it, and I just think it's really beautiful the way that you were describing that. So.
Yeah. So I'd love to listen to that other show that you were, if to tell me about that after.
For sure. So can you tell us some specific ways that women can start to open up to the goddess? So we've got one is get a kitty.
Yes, that's right. Get a kitty, which, by the way, he's laying right now on my lap. He's so happy to have been let in the room. So, yes, if you've been considering adopting a kitty, for sure, go ahead and do that. If that's not a possibility for you, a huge way, I feel, is looking at goddess imagery. And that can be done
simply by going on the internet, you know, doing a Google search and typing up, say you want to find warrior goddesses. So typing in warrior goddesses and going to the images section and looking there and, you know, maybe choosing one or two that really resonate with you and printing them out and having them, you know, in your office, in your room, whatever goddess, maybe goddesses of sensuality or goddesses of creativity. I think, you know, Aries, if you're a woman who's like, I like to get my creative juices going, and for some reason I feel, you know, a little dried up in that area. Yeah, Sour Spotsy is my favorite in that area. So, you know, you can type in Sour Spotsy and print out her image and see what effect that has on you. Maybe you put her on your desk or your bedside. The other thing is there are a number of, you know, beautiful goddess books out there. And so, again, like searching on Amazon for goddess books and picking up, you know, one or two books and looking at the different images, I feel like that has such an inner awakening. So there's one way. Another way is meditating and speaking to a certain goddess, right? So say, for example, I'll use Lakshmi as an example. If you are a woman who has felt that you're not open to the prosperity that really could be yours or really is yours in the world, but you, for whatever reasons, are blocking it off, you could literally, like, have a conversation with her in your meditation. Again, it helps to have the imagery so you can actually visualize her and start to develop a relationship with the different goddesses, because remember, the goddesses are they're really archetypes, or one way to look at them, let's just say, are archetypes of what's already there inside of you. You know, so they're like personifications of what's inside of you. So you can meditate and start talking, and when I say talking, I'm kind of talking about like an inner talking with this goddess who is ultimately part of you anyway. So that's number two, developing a relationship in that way through meditation. And do you want a number three, or how are we?
Yeah, have a number three.
Okay. And number three, actually, well, this is silly. I don't have my clothing line anymore, but that is, that was another aspect, is that literally wearing clothes that have goddess images on them. So you could look up, I mean, again, do an internet search, see who's out there maybe offering that. But to have her, like, close by you or literally on your body, It has, I feel like, a cellular wake-up possibility. So that's another way.
I totally
agree. I really like this.
I actually had a similar experience with my awakening kind of happening with the T-shirt. But my ex-boyfriend
really?
My ex-boyfriend gave me a Kali shirt. And she's a very fierce warrior goddess. That's one of her aspects. And in the picture, that's how she was depicted. And then after I got the shirt, apparently I started getting more feisty. And he was like, I knew I should have never given you that shirt.
That's interesting. Yes. So exactly. You know exactly what I mean. It's like the closer she gets to you on your skin, it's like there's a talking between the energy of her and your, you know, inside. That's what I feel.
And she's now one of my main goddesses, and that, you know, I feel like a strong connection with. And like when I was pregnant and going through labor, like I made sure I had a picture of her on my wall. So I had that energy of feeling protected and that strength to go through that process.
Mm-hmm.
I had a daughter at home. So that natural childbirth at home, I felt safe with her energy watching over me and coming through me. So I definitely identify with both things, like that you've been, two of the things you've been saying about the wearing the goddess and then the having the actual image there, you know.
Yeah, that is so cool. Thank you for sharing that. I hadn't heard that from you. That's really cool.
Yeah, so let's talk about your inner voice and getting connected to that and, you know, hearing that inner guidance. So what are some ways that you can tune into your voice?
Okay. Yeah, tuning into your voice, that is, I feel for a woman, I feel it's a very physical process. And by that, I mean, I feel like so much of our wisdom and knowing in the world is based in our body. I feel that a lot of the reason that many of us have felt kind of cut off from our, like, true voice, you know, a lot of people call it authentic voice, is because we haven't had or haven't given ourselves or haven't felt safe enough to have full access and relationship with our body. And I'm particularly talking about the womb area, the hip, the whole, like, first and second chakra area. So a real simple thing to do to start waking up that energy are doing hip circles every morning. You know, however long you feel like doing them for, but boy, it feels so good. You know, just swirling your hips in one direction, and then when you feel moved to swirling them in the other direction, and just, and, you know, keeping the knees slightly bent and just really getting into it, like stirring the cauldron. You know, it's just awakening kind of all the essence of your wisdom. So I feel like that's the foundation for finding your voice. Is first a woman saying, okay, I'm ready to fully tap into my authentic voice. And so I am now giving myself permission and celebration to be in my body in the deepest way that I can. And so, you know, these hip circles, you don't have to go to a class or anything, you know, this is, you do this in your home, in your space. Along with that, I think yoga practice is so valuable, because it, when you move so much in your body in that way, it really quiets the, kind of excess voices, like the worry voices, the fear voices, the ones that really aren't your biggest voice. It helps quiet those so that you can actually hear your biggest voice. And the biggest voice, again, is like that true voice. So that's number two. That's another great way, is through the yoga practice. Again, number three, meditation. Meditation, even though you might not be physically moving, you create like a steady foundation for yourself in sitting there and really get rooted through your bottom, through your sit bones, connected in with the earth. And then, I mean, I sometimes ask feminine energy to move through me, like it's like an invitation. And that I find kind of, it's like it moves through me, but then it also wakes up parts in me. So it's almost like I'm asking for something a little bit from the outside, but then it's like a breeze that comes through the inside. And I know everyone has different meditation techniques. There's just so many different ways. So whatever whatever meditation practice feels most kind of resonant with you, just having that time every day, making that time every day to sit quietly in that stillness, you start to hear your biggest self. Mm. Yeah. So I will go with those three.
That's very clear, and I totally agree with everything you said.
Well, you're going to go on there, so I know you're doing your hip swirls.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to go on a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to hear more from Tabby about where to tap into more resources for getting connected to your goddess and your inner wisdom and your intuition. So stay tuned.
Bonum Selecta.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 95-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Bonum Selecta.
Welcome back to Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. We're here with Tabby Biddle talking about unleashing the goddess within. So we're going to dive into some more ways you can get access to your goddess and also talk more about how you can get your voice and your message out into the world in a bigger way. So thanks for helping us out with this, Tabby.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
I really love everything you're saying about the meditation and the movement and how, you know, it's really simple, but those things can have such a profound effect. And I love what you're saying about how, you know, we have this disconnect with our bodies and that's really preventing us from getting in touch with our voice. So I just appreciate everything you're saying, and it's in such wisdom, and I just want to say I love it.
Thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I am. So can you talk to us a little bit about writing and maybe how that connects with the goddess?
Yeah, definitely. I think writing is huge for women right now, because we have so much availability in terms of publishing ourselves, right, through blogs in particular. And why I feel this is so important is because the feminine voice, well, let's just say we are really carriers of the feminine energy. Men are as well, of course, but as women right now in this world, on this planet, we are really kind of carrying that torch to reawaken the goddess energy and the feminine on our planet. And so in order to express that in very much the material world, writing is a huge avenue and platform for that. Because, you know, as you know, when you say, for example, read an article or read a book, and it wakes you up to something like, woo, you know, it can wake you up to something that's already there within you. Well, this is the case when right now, when women write blogs or write articles or write their book, and they are speaking about things that are from the feminine perspective, that are not from kind of an old patriarchal paradigm, that are very much from a feminine paradigm, it starts to shift shift the compass. I'm not sure if that's the right term, but it starts to shift things away from the old and to a place of, I feel, a balance between the feminine and the masculine. Writing, I just feel that writing is a very concrete thing we can do right now to help make that shift. And then along with writing, as we express ourselves through writing, we naturally gain more confidence as speakers and presenters. So then we're the ones out there, you know, talking to the media. We're the ones out there leading up organizations, leading up movements, leading, you know, being leaders in Congress or in the business world. You know, it's like we gain confidence in our feminine voice through the process of writing. So we can continually step up that more and more as leaders, really all across the board.
And Tabby, I know you do, having all of this experience you have of having been a journalist and then all of the work you do now, writing for the Huffington Post and the Goddess Diaries. I know you also work with women in the area of writing. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. My main focus right now in working with women in their writing is on books. I found the reason why I really honed in on that is because that was kind of where my deepest gift was. I found that through the kind of process of being a teacher and a healer and a kind of body wisdom person, that somehow I was able to help women access their deepest wisdom, that big voice that I talked about earlier. And then I had all the kind of logistical, practical, expertise and experience in terms of writing books, because I was a ghostwriter and have written a number of books as a ghostwriter, specifically in the area of women's empowerment. So what I do now is I coach women. I have two different programs. Number one is a Jumpstart Your Book. So it's really for the woman who's been dreaming about writing a book, has ideas about it, but really has no idea how to get started in the most kind of supported way and efficient way. And, you know, it's just not kind of all over the place. It's very clear and specific. And that is a week-long program. And that's all, it's all done over the phone and over the email as well. And then number two, from there, I offer a three-month coaching program. And that is coaching as well as editorial consulting. So in that case, I do look over the material and give editorial reviews and such. But it's really, the nugget is really about helping women be consistently in their most authentic voice. And then it kind of just flows. It's just, it's a much easier process in writing if you have someone guiding you and staying true to your voice and your deepest message the whole time. So that's the writing offering.
That sounds beautiful. Mm-hmm. So if someone wanted to find out more about that, how could they find out?
Yeah, so they can find out about that on my website. Again, it's tabbybiddle.com, TABBYBIDDLE.com. And up top in the services button, it'll say book coaching. You just click on there, and you'll get to read more detail about the Jumpstart Your Book program and then also the three-month coaching program. And then they can contact me directly at my email, tabby@tabbybiddle.com.
Marvelous. I only have like another minute before we're going to wrap up, but I know you have another juicy thing you're doing in October in Malibu. What's that about?
Yeah. So that is a day-long Aphrodite goddess retreat. So this is a way if you're a woman who wants to tap into that luxurious, sensuous, beautiful, graceful, like prosperous aspect or element of yourself. We are doing this day-long retreat. I'm co-leading with Amanda Young of Urban Goddess Retreat. And it is a day about connecting with your senses, really exploring your senses through movement, through play, through sound, through taste, through touch. It's just going to be a real kind of yummy, yummy day to tap into your own Aphrodite energy and really to support one another in a community of women to be seen and be heard and be witnessed in that beautiful Aphrodite flow.
Lovely.
So that you can carry that back into your life, your everyday.
Perfect. So if those of you listening would like to tap in more to the fabulous goddess within and you want to come out to California and spend some time in the sun in Malibu getting connected with the goddess in you, reach out and email tabby@tabbybiddle.com. And I want to thank you, Tabby, for being with us today. You've shared such great information. And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. We've had a great time being here with you. Please join us every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific. And next week, we're going to have Bonnie Stern sharing with us about sex butter. It's going to be fabulous, so don't miss out. And be sure to stay tuned in to all of the glory here on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. Thanks for listening in. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.
Thank you.